got in. Would you call a fence or a wall made of loose stone or rock that you might remove from a field? What would you call that kind?
That would just be a more or less a ledge, just a fence made of rock where they have around houses that also brick, have brick fences.
Hey, you call brick what?
Brick walls.
If you have a nice tea set, you say it's made out of what?
China.
What would you use to carry water in?
Bucket.
And would it be made out of wood or metal?
Generally, metal, both.
Well, what would you call it?
Also plastic.
What would you call it made out of wood?
A wooden bucket.
What do you carry milk in?
Milk bucket.
Would you call it something else if it was made of tin or metal or plastic? Or
no.
Still just be a bucket?
Bucket. A pail.
Would you ever call it that?
Yeah, the milk pail.
What's different about a pail and a bucket?
Smaller than a bucket. Generally, you carry a bucket that weighs about, that will hold about from 3 or 4 gallons. And a pail is just about a gallon.
Mm-hmm. All right, what kind of container do you use to carry food to the pigs?
Slop bucket.
And what do you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
And what about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up water to boil the clothes? What do you call that?
A pot.
What would you use? Use it for anything else?
Yes, it can be used for the rending up lard from when you butcher hogs, and also to any time you want to boil water or anything like that.
What would you ever call that pot? Anything else? A black
wash pot.
Would you ever call it a kettle?
Yes, it can be called a kettle.
What would you call a container up there that has that flower in it, or any of those things you put flowers in?
Vase.
Okay. What are your, when you're eating utensils and you set at the place, you set at the table and you
place
set,
setting.
Yeah, but what do you call each one of them? What goes on the left?
Fork, knife, spoon, teaspoon.
And if the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost supper time. Before we can have supper,
I have to wash the dishes.
I must do what?
Wash the dishes.
Okay, and then after you wash them, you do what?
Dry them.
No, you do something in between. When you wash them with soap, then what do you do to them?
Wrench them.
All right, then what do you call that cloth or rag that you use when you wash dishes?
Dish rag.
All right, what do you call that one you use to dry them?
Drying cloth.
And what do you call the small terry cloth that you use to wash your face?
Wash rag.
And after you bathe, what do you dry yourself with?
Towel.
And what do you turn that water thing on in the kitchen to get water out of?
Faucet.
All right, is there any difference in that and what you call the one in the bathroom?
No, they're all
right
water.
Outside.
All water faucets.
What about the one outside?
Well, that's a faucet,
that's
too.
That's a faucet, okay. And last, that you remember, it was not too long ago, it was cold and your water pipes did what?
Burst.
And if you, that's what they did. And people used to buy flour in a what?
Sack. Oh, a barrel.